6. Relation of the Supreme to the Triodities. The Triodity of Actuality continues to function directly in the post-Havona epochs. Paradise gravity grasps the basic units of material existence. The spirit gravity of the eternal sun operates directly upon the fundamental values of spirit existence, and the mind gravity of the conjoint actor unerringly clutches all vital meanings of intellectual existence. But as each stage of creative activity proceeds out through uncharted space, it functions and exists farther and farther removed from direct action by the creative forces and divine personalities of central emplacement, the absolute Isle of Paradise and the infinite deities resident thereon. These successive levels of cosmic existence become, therefore, increasingly dependent upon developments within the three absolute potentialities of infinity. The Supreme Being embraces possibilities for cosmic ministry that are not apparently manifested in the Eternal Sun, the Infinite Spirit, or the non-personal realities of the Isle of Paradise. This statement is made with due regard for the absoluteness of these three basic actualities, but the growth of the Supreme is not only predicated on these actualities of deity and paradise, but is also involved in developments within the deity, universal, and unqualified absolutes. The Supreme not only grows as the creators and creatures of the evolving universes attain to godlikeness, but this finite deity also experiences growth as a result of the creature and creator mastery of the finite possibilities of the grand universe. The motion of the Supreme is twofold, intensively toward paradise and deity, and extensively toward the limitlessness of the absolutes of potential. In the present universe age, this dual motion is revealed in the descending and ascending personalities of the grand universe. The Supreme Creator personalities and all their divine associates are reflective of the outward, diverging motion of the Supreme, while the ascending pilgrims from the seven superuniverses are indicative of the inward, converging trend of supremacy. Always is the finite deity seeking for dual correlation, inward toward paradise and the deities thereof, and outward toward infinity and the absolutes therein. The mighty eruption of the paradise creative divinity, personalizing in the creator sons and powerizing in the power controllers, signifies the vast outsurge of supremacy into the domains of potentiality, while the endless procession of the ascending creatures of the grand universe witnesses the mighty insurge of supremacy toward unity with paradise deity. Human beings have learned that the motion of the invisible may sometimes be discerned by observing its effects on the visible, and we in the universes have long since learned to detect the movements and trends of supremacy by observing the repercussions of such evolutions in the personalities and patterns of the grand universe. Though we are not sure, we believe that, as a finite reflection of paradise deity, the Supreme is engaged in an eternal progression into outer space. But as a qualification of the three absolute potentials of outer space, this Supreme Being is forever seeking for paradise coherence. And these dual motions seem to account for most of the basic activities in the presently organized universes.